Welcome to Secondhand Wisdom with your host, Khadija. And it has been a minute since I've recorded an episode, so please forgive me for that. I have been gathering a bunch of thoughts that God has been given to me, and I was been going through a season, to be honest with you. I've been going through the season where I have been I've been putting a lot of things not before God, but like struggling in my faith journey just a little bit. And so I'm, you know, coming back and understanding what I need to do and what I need to work on and go from there. And, but I do have some insights, some knowledge that has been dropped. I have told of like 4 insights. You haven't heard from me in a while and you're like, okay, where have you been? And I'm like, I actually have 4 insights for you. So sit back and just enjoy these like little insights that I've been given during those times that I've been away. And the first insight that I kind of got was, God just being your supporter. And I kind of like to back this up with scripture, because I feel as if, you know, we can always say a bunch of different things, but it's best to back it up with scripture. So we're going to go to King James Version, Romans 8. We're going to read the entire thing, if I'm not mistaken, and double check. I love Romans, by the way. Romans is probably my favorite book of the Bible. Just because it's good. I like it. So Romans chapter 8, verse, I'm specifically looking for verse number 31. So I'm going to read a little bit before that, so I don't have to read the entire thing. So I'm going to start with Romans 8:26. It says, "Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And he that searcheth the heart knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the Spirit. He maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, and to them who are called according to his purpose. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to conform to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he did predestine, them he also called, and whom he also called them, he also justified, and whom he justified, them he also glorified." And this is the area that I'm looking specifically for. "What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? He that spareth not his own Son, but delivereth him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things?" And why I'm bringing up Romans 8:31 is because I'm talking about that line that says, if God is for us, who can be against us? And one of the things that he's taught me during this time away from like this podcast was, he is our biggest supporter. He's our biggest so-called cheerleader. He actually believes in us before we even believe in ourselves. He believes in our potential before we realize our potential. And it stuck to me because I realized sometimes I was struggling, and I realized that sometimes I'm struggling and I'm like here crying, like, oh my gosh, I can't do this, or blah, blah. And then I think about it, how God already believes in me and he already believes that I'm capable of doing whatever it is that he wants me to do, right? And so much so that he is like leading me each step of the way, rather than like showing me the entire plan. Instead of showing me the entire plan on how step by step how it's going to go. He literally just gives me one step at a time, one foot in front of the other. And he literally shows me that he believes in my potential more than I believe before I even know my potential. And I just want to keep dwelling on that fact just for people who are thinking that God doesn't love them or doesn't like care for them or they're in a season of wait, because that's really where I'm at. I'm at a waiting season, but also I think it's due to my own lack of obedience. I would not say this is a season. I think it's because of my own doing that I'm in this so-called season that I called, because I noticed that I'm eating more, and I realize I can't really hear the Holy Spirit most a lot of times when I'm eating too much. And I realize that, yeah, maybe I need to fast a little bit so I can hear what God's trying to tell me, because I realize that, like, I can't hear him because I'm eating and I'm not listening to what he actually wants me to do and actually have the capability to do that. So even when I am not in super alignment of what he wants, I understand that he believes in my potential more than I believe in my potential. He believes in me more than I believe in him. And that goes specifically Romans 8:31, that says, if God is for us, who can be against us? So that ties into the next thing that I want to talk about, which is 1 Corinthians 10:31. So yeah, Romans 8 is really a good one. I love Romans, my favorite book of the Bible. But I want to talk about also 1 Corinthians verse 10, 31. I want to read a little bit before that that says here, but if any man say unto you, this offered in sacrifice unto idols, eat not for his sake that showed it, and for conscience sake, for the earth is the Lord's and the fullness of thereof. Conscience, I say, not thine own, but of the other. For why is my liberty judged for another man's conscience? For if I by grace be partaker, why am I evil spoken for that for which I give thanks? Whether therefore ye eat or drink or whatever you do, do all to the glory of God. And I want to dwell here just a little bit, because this came to the point where I realized that sometimes I would just go on my day-to-day life without really acknowledging or checking in with the Holy Spirit or checking in with him to see what my next steps are. And a lot of times when I do that, I end up misstepping and not realizing that maybe I should be checking in. And so why I'm dwelling on that is because it's like a lot, sometimes we do things without thinking. Like sometimes we do things without, like, there's not a lot of thought process that goes behind it, which is good sometimes. But sometimes we do need to think about, like, what does God want us to do? What does he want us to do? What his plan is and how we can go about fulfilling his plan and doing what he wants us to do. And so I'm dwelling there because I had moments where I have been not really hearing the Holy Spirit. And I'm over here praying because I'm like, okay, I'm praying because I'm not seeing results, but realizing that I'm not seeing results because I'm not really obedient. And I'm not obedient because I'm not really hearing the Holy Spirit. And I'm not hearing the Holy Spirit because I'm eating and not fasting. And so it all ties in to the realization that, yeah, whatever you do, you want to do to the glory of God. And obviously you want to listen to him. And so realize that, yeah, maybe you need to fast because then you can hear better. You can hear what he's saying better. So the next thing I want to talk about is, you know, when you mature as a person, whether that's like emotional maturity, financial maturity, spiritual maturity, or physical maturity, or mental maturity. Like, there's a level of growth, and maturity is like, is when you grow. And there is something in the Bible that I want to kind of, what's the verse I'm looking for? I think I'm looking for verse, might have been Romans 8 as well, that talks about maturity and maturing in Christ. And let me see if I can find the Bible verse. Yeah. So it's just maturing. Like, as you get older and, you know, you develop levels of maturity. And obviously some areas in your life are going to be more mature than other areas of your life. You know, you're not going to, not every single area of your life is going to be equally mature. And that's when you realize, and spiritual maturity takes time. You know, to be spiritual matured spiritually, you're going to have to do some work. You're going to have to either read your Bible, you're going to have to go to church, you're going to have to maybe be around people who also read their Bibles. You're going to have to, what other, some other things to grow mature spiritually? Let's see. Look up words that you don't know in the Bible, or even just look up videos of other people working, growing spiritually. So, spiritual maturity is something that I think that we should pray about for ourselves, is to grow spiritually, and be more mature spiritually. And that is pretty much all that I want to talk about on this episode. I did have one last thing about, like, how there's going to be, like, not to be bothered by the news that we hear online, and how we, how not to be bothered by the news that we hear online, because of the fact that, understand, it's just a circle. And how right now they're targeting a group of people, but remind yourself of who the other people in the past that they have, you know, groups of people that they have looked at and have been under spiritual attack. So not to be bothered by the news you're hearing. Either you're going to be supportive of the people, or you're just going to ignore it or pray for them. Prayer is probably the biggest thing you want to do. But I thank you so much for listening to this episode. Thank you for letting me just discuss the things that God has shared with me during this time. And my fasting is going to start tomorrow. I'm going to do a one day fast at least. Just so that way I can kind of hear God and hear what he's saying, because I don't think I'm hearing him. And I think that's the reason why sometimes I get into a little stalled moment or delayed moment, is because I'm not really hearing him. And I thank you so much for all that listened to it. If you guys enjoy this, please give it a like. And amen.